Grace and peace in the name of Jesus from Every Nation Brisbane. My name is Stephanie, and today we're occasionally reading and pausing to pray through Luke 21 verses 10 to 33. Feel free to pause and journal what God may be revealing to you throughout this time. Let's begin by slowing down a moment through pausing and taking a few deep breaths, removing any distractions that may hinder our focus on what God is highlighting at this time. Just taking time to breathe deeply and reflect on the goodness of God. As we begin to read God's word, take note of the words or phrases that stand out to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to illuminate the word to us today. Luke 21, 10 to 33. Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences. And there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it therefore in your minds, not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up, even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance you will gain your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart. And let not those who are out in the country enter it, for these are days of vengeance to fulfill all that is written. Alas, for women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing infants in those days. For there will be a great distress upon the earth and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." And he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to soak deeper in the words or phrases you have highlighted. As we're reflecting on your word, we want to respond in either prayer or further deep listening. At this time, let's take a moment in our own words to pray. We've listened closely to what God has revealed through His Word. Consider now how we practice Luke 21, verses 10 to 33 in our everyday living. How is this scripture forming your life? And what is one way you can apply this word in your life today? And finally, take this last moment to devote yourself to God. Receive His refreshment at this time. Thank you for journeying with us in meditating on God's Word. Grace, peace, and blessings to you.